This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the first things the new House of Representatives did on Tuesday after all the oaths were taken and hands were shaken was to do a little math, making a change that does, on the face of it, I will freely admit, sound a little bit wonky. House Republicans changed the rules on how major bills are scored. That is to say, the rules for what government economists consider when they figure out the costs of various pieces of legislation. Maybe, I don't know, a tax cut? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains the little change is going to come with some big effects.
You may stifle a yawn at the mention of dynamic scoring, but it's caused a sizzling debate in economic circles. Dynamic scoring is supposed to take into account all of the effects of a bill on the economy.
Something that the Congress should know.
Douglas Holtz Aiken was the chief economic advisor for Senator John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign. He says dynamic scoring helps members of Congress evaluate a bill. He supports the effort to move away from what we've been doing, static scoring, which doesn't look at a bill's impact on the overall economy.
If you have two identical proposals, but one causes the economy to grow and one causes it to shrink, you'd like to know that.
Not everybody agrees. Take Bruce Bartlett, a former economic advisor to President Reagan. He doesn't like dynamic scoring.
It's a very complicated process.
Bartlett says it forces economists to make assumptions about the future, which can highlight the economic benefits of, say, tax cuts. He says that's why House Republicans changed the rules to require government economists to use dynamic scoring.
By tying their hands and forcing them to make assumptions that will give them the answer they want, which is that tax cuts are vastly expansionary.
So, in principle, dynamic scoring is a perfectly reasonable technique.
That's our scorekeeper in this debate, Robert Polin. He teaches economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He says the problem with dynamic scoring is you can pick and choose. Say, just look at the positive effects of a tax cut, people spending the extra money, not the possible negatives of lower government spending.
There's a wide range of potential effects, and so the technique is susceptible to this kind of cherry picking.
Polin says in principle, it's better to do dynamic scoring, but it's hard to do well and easy to manipulate. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.